Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 6th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Starting off the week is a new round of developer betas. iOS 12, watchOS 5, tvOS 12, and macOS Mojave developer beta 6 were all released today, 1 week after the previous betas. Changes include 3 new wallpapers for the home app on iOS and macOS, yellow, blue, and green gradients, which replace the existing 2 art and flower wallpapers. Apple also removed the old iOS 10 default wallpaper, the Wave, improved the AirPlay lock screen icon, and added a photo library button to the camera app and messages on iOS. Each update is expected to be released officially out of beta sometime next month. Also making the headlines is Apple Podcast, removing 5 InfoWars podcasts over what it describes as hate speech that violated its editorial guidelines. In a statement confirming the move to BuzzFeed News, Apple said, quote, "Apple does not tolerate hate speech, and we have clear guidelines that creators and developers must follow to ensure we provide a safe environment for all our users. Podcasts that violate these guidelines are removed from our directory, making them no longer searchable or available for download or streaming. We believe in representing a wide range of views, so long as people are respectful to those with differing opinions," end quote. Apple Podcasts and iTunes users can still play InfoWars podcast when subscribing manually, but Apple's directory will no longer list all but one InfoWars podcast. Spotify and YouTube have each followed in removing InfoWars from their platforms for similar reasons. And it's a new week, so MoviePass has a new business model. The company announced plans today to stick to its $10 per month pricing instead of hiking its price to $15 per month as it announced it would do last week, and instead limiting customers to just 3 movies per month. MoviePass originally offered access to unlimited movies per month with a flat rate subscription fee, but the business model has left the company without cash on hand more than once, which has caused it to change its business model in response quite regularly. MoviePass has also removed surge pricing as part of the change. And it's Monday, so let's check in with Bradley Chambers and his Making the Grade column.
Thanks, Zach. So for my article this weekend, I took a look at a service that we use at my school called Kinderlime. And I found out about Kinderlime at this conference we went to a few years back, and, you know, in those big expo halls. And if you've ever been to a conference, you know those things can be overwhelming. And this service caught our eye, and it's an after-school care and daycare billing system and security system. And so it's pretty cool because we can run most of it from an iPad. So essentially for our after-school care program, when the kids are done with school but their parents aren't there to pick them up yet, we check them into Kinderlime on the iPad app. And it actually logs what room in the building they're in. And on the other end, parents can see that as well. So when they come to pick up their kid, they don't have to say, oh, are they in the playground? Are they on this room? Are they on that room? In their app, it actually shows them where they're at in the building. And when the parents go to check the kids out, they go to wherever they're at. That worker has an iPad app. They type in their 4-digit PIN code, and then it checks them out. And that handles the security and billing. So it tracks it and bills it by the minute. So if a parent, you know, checks them out at 3:19, they stop getting billed at 3:19. Now, one thing we have set up now is where the first hour cost, you know, you pay for the full hour where you use it for 20 minutes or not, just because we have to have staff there to kind of cover that. And it really has automated the billing on the back end. You can export it into a third-party service, or you can bill directly inside of Kinderlime using Stripe. And it's really worked out well. It's got a lot of great features. It's got a cool carpool feature. So if you have parents that pick each other, you know, pick each other's kids up, in your login, you can assign privileges to another parent using their email address. And when they check out their kid, they would actually see the option of picking up your kid as well. So you don't even have to share PIN numbers. Each parent can have their own PIN number and grandparents as well. And when you check a kid out, it's pretty cool. It sends all the people on the account an email that says, hey, so-and-so child was picked up. And so my wife actually likes this because she knows when I'm leaving work based on when I pick our kids up from aftercare. So she can get an email right when we're on the way home. So check out the article. Check out Kinderlime if you're in need of a solution for this.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.